welcome to the Thursday, June 13th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, Bible study, and anything else I want to talk about. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing some wonderful work for the kingdom. I would encourage you to get on over there. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there to listen to, and there's a real good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right, well, again, because this week I'm having to focus on work for my church and my family, my local church and my family, we're going to continue on just doing our Bible reading each day. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to open up with the fifth day morning prayer called The Giver. The Giver. Let's pray. Creator, upholder, and proprietor of all things, we cannot escape from thy presence and control, nor do we desire to do so. Our privilege is to be under the agency of thy omnipotence, righteousness, wisdom, patience, mercy, and grace. For thou art love with more than parental affection. We admire thy goodness, stand in awe of thy power, abase ourselves before thy purity. It is the discovery of thy goodness alone that can banish our fear. Allure us into thy presence, help us to bewail and confess our sins. We review our past guilt and are conscious of present unworthiness. We bless thee that thy steadfast love and attributes are essential to our happiness and hope. Thou hast witnessed to us thy grace and mercy, and the bounties of nature, in the fullness of thy providence, in the revelations of Scripture, in the gift of thy Son, in the proclamation of the gospel. Make us willing to be saved in thy own way, perceiving nothing in ourselves but all in Jesus. Help us not only to receive him, but to walk in him, depend upon him, commune with him, follow him as dear children, imperfect but still pressing forward, not complaining of labor, but valuing rest. Not murmuring under trials, but thankful for our state. And by so doing, let us silence the ignorance of foolish men. Amen. All right. In our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text for it for today is Revelation 22:17. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Jesus says, take freely. He wants no payment or preparation. He seeks no recommendation from our virtuous emotions. If you have no good feelings, if you be but willing, you are invited. Therefore come. You have no belief and no repentance. Come to him, and he will give them to you. Come just as you are, and take freely, without money and without price. He gives himself to needy ones. The drinking fountains at the corners of our streets are valuable institutions, and we can hardly imagine anyone so foolish as to feel for his purse when he stands before one of them and to cry, I cannot drink because I have not 5 pounds in my pocket. However poor the man is, there is the fountain, and just as he is, he may drink of it. Thirsty passengers as they go by, whether they are dressed in fustian or in broadcloth, do not look for any warrant for drinking. Its being there is their warrant for taking its water freely. The liberality of some good friends has put the refreshing crystal there, and we take it and ask no questions. Perhaps the only persons who need go thirsty through the streets where there is a drinking fountain are the fine ladies and gentlemen who are in their carriages. They are very thirsty, but cannot think of being so vulgar as to get out to drink. It would demean them, they think, to drink at a common drinking fountain. So they ride by with parched lips. Oh, how many there are who are rich in their own good works and cannot therefore come to Christ. I will not be saved, they say, in the same way as the harlot or the swearer. What, go to heaven in the same way as a chimney sweep? Is there no pathway to glory but the path which led the thief there? I will not be saved that way. Such proud boasters must remain without the living water. But whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. All right, I'm going to give you just a minute. Need a little bit of water. I want to give you a little context. So Charles Spurgeon is writing here in the 19th century, so the 1800s, in England. And at that time, there were along some of the streets and stuff, there were public water fountains where you could come and drink. Put up by the city, that kind of thing. But he makes a great point. You know, those walking along, basically the lower classes, they shared this. So it was provided for all as the water of life is. The water of life is offered freely. But again, the rich who go by and, you know, like he makes the reference, I will not be saved in the same way as the harlot or the swearer, meaning they're too good. They're going to do it on their own works. And so they wouldn't drink of the water. So very, very, very good imagery there. The fact is, the water of life provided for us, Christ provides freely, but he provides it. We don't acquire it. We don't gather it. It is provided to us. We have nothing to do with its provision. We need to remember that. All right. Well, let's get into our reading for today. We're going to do Proverbs 24, 25, Psalm 41, and 1 Thessalonians 2. So Proverbs 24, hear the word of the Lord. Do not be jealous of evil men, and do not desire to be with them, for their heart meditates on destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. By wisdom a house is built, and by discernment it is firmly established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge strengthens his power, for by guidance you will make war, and in abundance of counselors there is salvation. Wisdom is too exalted for an ignorant fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. One who deliberately thinks to do evil, men will call a schemer. The scheming of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you are slack in the day of trouble, your strength is in trouble. Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are stumbling to the slaughter. Oh, hold them back. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts understand? And does not he who guards your soul know? And will not he render to man according to his work? Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Indeed, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is thus for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the abode of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked will stumble in calamity. When your enemy falls, do not be glad, and when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, lest Yahweh see it and it be evil in his eyes, and turn his anger away from him. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil one. The lamp of the wicked will go out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king. Do not associate with those who change, for suddenly their disaster will rise, and who knows the upheaval that comes from both of them? There also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, peoples will curse him, nations will be indignant with him. But to those who reprove the wicked, it will be pleasant, and a good blessing will come upon them. He kisses the lips who responds with right words. Establish your work outside, and make it ready for yourself in the field, and afterwards you shall build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, nor deceive with your lips. Do not say, as he did to me, so I shall do to him. I will render to the man according to his work. I passed by the field of the sluggard, and by the vineyard of the man lacking a heart of wisdom. And behold, it was completely overgrown with thistles. Nettles have covered its surface, and its stone wall has been torn down. And I beheld, I set my heart upon it. I saw, I received discipline. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then your poverty will come as a robber, and your want like an armed man. Proverbs 25. These also are Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, transcribed. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there comes out a vessel for the smith. Take away the wicked before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not promote your majesty in the presence of the king, and in the place of great men do not stand. For it is better that it be said to you, come up here, than for you to be placed lower in the presence of a noble, whom your eyes have seen. Do not go out hastily to plead your case, lest what will you do in the end when your neighbor humiliates you? Plead your case with your neighbor, and do not reveal the secret of another. lest he who hears it bring disgrace upon you, and the bad report about you will not turn away. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful envoy to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of his gifts falsely. When one is slow to anger, a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat only enough for you, lest you have more than your fill and vomit it. Let your foot rarely be in your neighbor's house, lest he have more than his fill of you and hate you. Like a club and a sword and a sharp arrow is a man who bears false witness against his neighbor. Like an aching tooth and a slipping foot is trust in a treacherous man in a day of distress. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda, is he who sings songs to an aching heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals on his head, and Yahweh will repay you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a tongue of secrets and indignant face. It is better to live in a corner of the roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Like cold water to a weary soul, so is a good report from a distant land. Like a muddied spring and a corrupted well is a righteous man shaking before the wicked. To eat too much honey is not good, nor is it glory to search out one's own glory. Like a city that is broken into and without a wall is a man without restraint over his spirit. Psalm 41. For the choir director, a psalm of David. How blessed is he who considers the poor. Yahweh will provide him escape in a day of calamity. Yahweh will keep him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and do not give him over to the desire of his enemies. Yahweh will sustain him upon his sickbed, in his illness. You restore him to health. As for me, I said, O Yahweh, be gracious to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die, and his name perish? And when he comes to see me, he speaks worthlessness. His heart gathers wickedness to itself. When he goes outside, he speaks it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise for me calamity, saying, A vile thing is poured out upon him, that when he lies down, he will not rise up again. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Yahweh, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me, because my enemy makes no shout in triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you make me stand firm in your presence forever. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Finally, 1 Thessalonians 2. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our entrance to you was not in vain. But after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid much struggle. For our exhortation does not come from error or impurity or by way of deceit, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who examines our hearts. For we never came with a flattering word, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness, nor seeking glory from men, and either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we could have been a burden to you. But we proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. In this way, having found affection for you, we were pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become beloved to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how devoutly and righteously and blamelessly we behave toward you believers. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and bearing witness to each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also is at work with you work in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you also suffered the same things at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and do not please God, and are hostile to all men, hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them to the utmost. But we, brothers, having been taken away from you for a short while, in face but not in heart, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face. For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us. For who is our hope or joy or crown of boasting? Is it not even you before our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. All right. Well, that is our reading for the day. I thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray that this time in the Word helps us all to stay saturated, as I always say. I would, again, I hope you have a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. I do want to remind you again, I know I keep kind of using the same words, but it's still applicable. Our conference is coming up, and it's coming up fast. Conference is August 8th through the 10th here at Vail Valley Baptist Church here in Vail, V-A-I-L, Arizona. You can reach our church website at vvb.church. The banner is right there on the front page. You click on it, it'll take you to the registration place. It also will give you, I mean, all of that, the website plus the registration area will give you the address as to where we are. You really need to come. It's Christian responsibility in an unchristian world. Definitely topics that are going to be presented that we need to know so that we can properly handle our Christian responsibility in this unchristian world. We need this guidance from these wonderful godly men that are coming. So we need to be there. I would encourage you again, as I keep saying, I keep posting out because I'm advertising it every day. I keep posting out on social media. But the thing is, we cannot afford to miss this conference. And believe me, you will not find a conference like this anywhere for the price we're asking. All right. Well, let's go ahead and close out today's podcast with a prayer. We're going to use the fifth day evening prayer called Protection. Let's pray. O Lord God, thou art our preserver, governor, savior, and coming judge. Quieten our souls to call upon thy name. Detach us from the influence of the flesh and the senses. Impress us with the power of faith. Promote in us spirituality of mind that will render our services acceptable to thee and delightful and profitable to ourselves. Bring us into that state which attracts thine eye and prepare us to receive the proofs of thy love. Show us our danger that we may fly to thee for refuge. Make us sensible of our sin's disease that we may value the good physician. Placard us the cross that it may slay the enmity of our hearts. Help us to be watchful over our ways, jealous over our tempers, diligent over our hearts. When we droop, revive us. When we loiter, quicken us. When we go astray, restore us. Possess us with more of that faith which is the principle of all vital godliness. May we be rich in faith, be strong in faith, live by faith, walk by faith, experience the joy of faith, do the work of faith, hope through faith. Perceiving nothing in ourselves, may we find in the Savior wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Amen. All right. Again, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.